Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Today is Tell Del, and with us is a great couple out of San Antonio, which has four apartment complexes, one of which was a passive deal that they got into to get started, and then three more lead deals after that. So they've got a great story to tell you here, some great results on these properties, and a good story behind it. So welcome to the show, Gary and Trish Morrison.
Thank you, Del.
Hi, Del. Thank you.
Who wants to start this story out? Tell us what you guys were like when you were young, and what was your first inkling that you had some interest in being entrepreneurs of some kind?
Gary just pointed to me, so I guess I'll start. Gary and I met in the Navy. I was a poor kid from Philly, and he was a country boy from Nebraska. And we met in the Navy, and when we got out, we moved back to Nebraska, and I worked in the office in a property management firm, and Gary was the maintenance man, and we managed 17 buildings in Omaha. So we learned quite a bit, and we really liked working together. So then after that, Gary went to school. He got his degree, and I put him through school. And then we moved to Texas, and he put me through school. I got my degree in nursing. He got his degree in electrical engineering. And we lived the corporate life for a good 25-plus years. Then our friends, who are very similar to us, we watched them retire within about 2 or 3 years. And they had kept talking about lifestyles, and we kind of hesitated, and I kept thinking it was a bunch of hype, and I was a little skeptical. But the day he retired, my husband said, "We're joining. We're doing it." So we wrote the check, joined the lifestyles, and from there, just took off. I mean, met the nicest people, and it changed our lives. It retired me in the first year, replaced my income, and I was making pretty good income. I was a charge nurse and had my degree. But this is so different than being in nursing. So it's kind of just been a real life changer for me.
Well, guys, when you came to the 2-day, I always like to ask people, because this is 3 years back for you. I don't know if you can remember it or not, if it meant that much. But you go to the 2-day and the light bulb goes on. Can you remember what it was that really made that light bulb go on for you? Because you've already got the proof of concept from your friends retiring. So that took a lot of what most people have to go through off the table, because you've got the proof of concept. But what was the aha moment that said, hey, you know what, I think this is for us and we can do it?
I think, Del, I'd like to answer that one. So, you know, when we were in that class, and you're right, it was a while back, but we sat down with people that we were getting to know in that class, and there were some leads there that were retaking the class, and we sat down and looked at how you analyze the deal. And, you know, listening to, you know, people saying that they were making great returns, that was very, you know, impressive. But I'm an engineer. I'm a spreadsheet guy. And when I sat down and I kind of looked through that spreadsheet, it all just made complete sense. And to be honest, ever since then, I've just been amazed that when I do an analysis of the deal and you look at that and you go through that analysis process, and then you start actually, you acquire a property or you're on a passive deal and you're looking at how the deal's doing, and it tracks, it works. And to me, you know, the math was what did it for me.
That's interesting, because when you believe in math, math doesn't lie, does it?
Not at all. It was clear as day once once you looked, sat down and walked through it and actually talked to some people, and they showed you what the numbers meant, how to extract those out of the information that might be presented in an offering memorandum, it's easy to analyze a deal with that. That tool just takes it and puts it on a level that makes everything clear. And you can very quickly know whether or not a deal is thin or bad, or whether it's a really great deal.
So, Trish, how about you? What was your light bulb moment in the 2 day?
I would say that it was seeing the success of the people and seeing their success in their retirement. So there were leads there who got their life back. I was used to working 12-hour shifts. And seeing that there was an opportunity or a possibility that I might be able to achieve that and give back, that was the aha moment, is that you could pay out, you could create jobs, you could it's just a win-win.
Well, you know, it's interesting.
That was my moment.
When you take sales classes, they always tell you to sell the sizzle, not the steak. In other words, the meat that's really the meat of the process is not the exciting thing. And as you guys have picked up, for you, Gary, it was the ability to use your skill sets and perceive success. And for you, Trish, it was the lifestyle component that you were looking forward to. So let me ask you some more meat questions, and since you guys both went for the sizzle, like you should. And that is, okay, what about the concept that real estate income could be tax-free? Did that mean anything to you guys?
Absolutely. The change in our tax situation was incredible. I mean, we now go to a CPA, but the benefits of running your own business and following the exact roadmap that you lay out, if you do everything correctly, it saves you money. We were used to paying out tons because of Gary's income and my income. And now we have these write-offs, and it's everything is legal. It's, you know, we double check everything and we trust in what we're doing. We know that it's right. So, yeah, great benefits to having your own business.
You know, you look at the tax benefits, and you realize you're saving as much as over 30% in taxes potentially on your dividends. It's just, it takes that number that's being returned to you and increases it by such a significant amount. And that part is often not even talked about. I mean, when we talk about returns, we talk about what we're actually giving back and not the fact that, you know, how much that would have been if you had to pay taxes on it.
Absolutely. That's a good point. I want to ask you another numbers question.
Yeah, and the investor's benefit.
Well, go ahead.
I was going to say the investors benefit from their investment as well, because when they get that K-1 back, it's usually to their benefit. Tax benefit.
Even when you're passive, those tax benefits are passed through to you. People don't understand that.
Yeah. It's a great
Gary, I want to ask you another numbers question, and that is this. As a numbers guy, did you pick up on the point on the second day that if you have just simply a 10% increase in income, that creates a 25% increase in value, which is 100% gain on your 25% investment?
Yes. You know, when you look at the impact of an increase in the NOI, it's just, you know, that was one of the numbers parts that I was playing with. And when I looked at that and saw how dramatic things could change, you know, through more efficient running. And, you know, like our first apartment complex that we looked at was owned by a California investor who was not managing well. You know, there's meat on the bone there. You look at it, you look at what others are doing, and you can, and even on your first deal, working with mentors, working with your peers, you can see where the meat is there. And that those changes, you know, like you say, maybe a 10% change is just reflected dramatically.
Yeah, that's the one that gets me every time I even explain it after 27 years. I still giggles almost when I present that you can double your money in such a small amount of change you know, doubled your money, 100% return. Because most people think in terms of, you know, 1%, 5%, if it's a really 10% is a great deal, right? But when you're talking about, you know, 50 to 100% return in a year, that just is a mind-boggling number. We're going to take a break right now, guys. We'll be right back with Trish and Gary after this short break.
Listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
We sold one of my wife's properties and actually did a 1031 exchange, and we bought three brand new builds in Fort Worth. So right now, collectively, we have three of her inherited properties and then three properties in Fort Worth that we've done through Lifestyles.
And you turn one property into three, tripling your cash flow.
Exactly.
Yep.
Well done.
Learn to increase your cash flow. Register for the workshop at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. With me here today is Trish and Gary Morrison out of San Antonio. They own four apartment complexes, and as we went to break, we're discussing their aha moments in the two-day class. Now, Trish, I think you had mentioned something earlier. I want to expound on a little bit here. Were you guys surprised how open people were, both employees, mentors, and members, about their financial situations and the fact they're willing to share all their inside secrets? Was that surprising to you?
It was. I mean, I was so new to it that I didn't really know what to expect, but I knew how to respond, and that was once I gained experience, and after we cut our teeth on our first property, I was able to give back to some of the newer leads too. And I have people ping me, and we share information back and forth. If I'm not quite sure about something, and Gary and I have done this, we'll hit up other leads. We can open up our books, share the information, and make corrections or bounce ideas off of each other on what is the best way to do this.
Gary, doesn't that seem strange coming from corporate America where companies guard their information with their life from each other?
Oh, it's amazing. And beyond even, you know, how to do this, how people are doing things in the business and making this money, to be honest, like, there's nobody I know outside of Lifestyles that shares their financial information at all. My best friends keep their financial information very, very private to themselves. And you go into Lifestyles and people have said, this is how much I'm making. You know, and it's just a completely different environment than anywhere else I've been.
So let's talk about coming out of the two-day husband and wife conversation, like to be that fly on the wall. What did you guys determine was going to be your goal, your short-term goal, your medium-term and long-term goal? Because that's got to be an incredible conversation. You come out of there, the two of you buzzed. Tell us what that conversation was like.
Sure. So first of all, when we came out of there, we listened to the, you know, we listened to the single family presentations, and then we looked at the multifamily presentations, and we knew we had enough money that we could go straight to the multifamily side of things. And so that was one of our first conversations, and we both agreed right away multifamily was very, very interesting to us, and we wanted to pursue that particular thing. Then after that, it was like, you know, how are we going to learn the business? So, you know, talking with people, I mean, we still, you know, obviously fairly new, but people were being open with us. But, and we knew people that we, you know, that, you know, previous, you know, relationships with people who were in the room who were willing to share information with us. But we still felt like we needed a little more evidence and a little more inside knowledge of things. So we decided we wanted to, you know, follow the recommendation, which makes complete sense, of going into a passive deal, spend time looking at how that deal was put together, how, you know, the financial reports looked, and get to understand those, and make sure that we, you know, from that higher level, we knew how things should look. And so we did that. But we clearly wanted to go into a lead role because we've been in property management in the past, and we really like the idea of working for ourselves and working together. We're a team. I call myself El Presidente, but she's the boss. And we have a great time working together on this. We have a great time working together on this. You know, there's times when we might get a little stressed out whatever. I mean, you know, anything worthwhile comes with, you know, a few moments of we have to pay a lot of attention to this, get this right. But we work through them together. And at the end, you know, we open a glass of, or have a glass of wine together, and we're just really celebrate the fact that not only are we personally doing well, but we feel really proud of the fact that we're doing well for the people who have chosen to invest with us.
Now, I didn't ask, but do you have any kids?
We have two kids. One of them just graduating and joining the Navy as an officer, who I'm really proud of, and a daughter who's still in college. And both of them know what we're doing, both looking at what we're doing, and both of them have interests in learning more as they can. I believe this is going to be a family business for us.
Okay, we'll come back to the legacy later. I'm going to ask you a more technical question. When you guys decided to become a passive, how did you figure out which lead you want to go with? Was it weighted more to just pick the right lead, or was it weighted towards pick the right kind of deal? How did you work through that?
As I said before, we knew people who, I mean, we, you know, somebody I know retired, you know, working through lifestyles. And so we actually went ahead and joined a deal that they were on because not only was I going to be able to learn from those reports, but I've got a personal connection where we could go sit down, you know, because we get together anyway, and talk about how things are done, look through spreadsheets, show us the property management software and how that works. And to be honest, you know, that was probably our biggest hurdle in going into this was learning to become accurate bookkeepers and do things right. Working with someone who was going to help us start that process of becoming a good bookkeeping professionals that we needed to be was important to me.
Good manager, yeah.
So you basically picked it because they were friends of yours and they were willing to help or let you tag along and learn as you go.
That's true. That was really important to us. We knew we had a steep learning curve when it came to how to do bookkeeping accurately and correctly.
Now, did you learn anything by watching this? Well, obviously you learned something. You wouldn't have made the statement you made. What kinds of things did you learn?
Well, Trish, why don't you take this one?
Okay. Well, I would say that it was my midlife breakthrough, not my crisis, but my breakthrough. I had this opportunity to completely change my career. And I did that. And it brought me back to that place where I was a property manager when I was 20. And, but the thing is, with lifestyles, we're so fortunate that we have this knowledge base. And we have the videos. We have the education piece. You go back. You go through those videos. You do it. You ping other leads. You ask questions. And everybody shares. But right now with lifestyles, there's the certified lead investor. That's very, very good. The accounting piece that you've done, Dell, was excellent learning that. I had a little bit of accounting knowledge in the background, but being able to have those resources has been just incredible.
All right. Well, it looks like we're coming up on a break here, guys. If anybody wants to call in and ask either Trish or Gary a question, our number here is 866-945-6565. Gary, I think you said you're going to have to break off at this time. Thanks for coming on. I appreciate you showing up. And we'll get back with Trish here after the break. We'll be right back with Trish Morrison and the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
You're listening
listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a part of Lifestyles Unlimited? Del Wamsley tells you what to expect when you join us for the next live online free workshop.
We've been here for 30 years. Over 30 years, we've had and or do have roughly 50,000 plus members all over the United States. We have retired tens of thousands of people, and it's just incredible what you're going to find that you're going to be in here. Not only are you going to find the greatest amount of information and education, you're going to find the people, the most open people you've ever met in your entire life.
Come meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited who will help you change your life and empower you to stop depending on a paycheck, your 401k, IRA, or Social Security for your future. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. At the free workshop, we'll teach you the five ways to make money with real estate, cash flow, equity capture, appreciation, equity buildup, and the tax advantages. Like Dell says, we'll open our books and show you how the numbers work with both single-family and multifamily case studies. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. With me here today on Tell Del is Trish Morrison out of San Antonio, Texas. Her and her husband own four apartment complexes, the first of which was a passive deal they went into with friends to learn how to sharpen their skills as property management and property owners. Trish and her husband both worked in the business early on in their marriage and then moved back to corporate America for 12 years. Now, after 12 years, they're at the point where they want to change, and Trish was trying to buy herself out of corporate America, which she accomplished in 1 year. So we picked the story back up, Trish, with your second property, the first one you were a lead in. Tell us how you knew you were ready to be a lead. What clicked and said, we're ready?
I knew I was going to cut my teeth on the first property, and I probably invested myself more than you should. I spent a lot of time at the property. I was there all the time. And I mean, you would see me around the property power washing, which is not something that most leaders do, but I was excited about the role and I really wanted to make a difference. And, you know, when you're a lead investor and you have other people's money in your charge, you want to do the best you can and make every move you can to increase their returns. So I found myself working a lot, but I also learned a lot. I learned a whole lot about property management and what my managers, what to expect from them. So as we grew, I was able to delegate a little bit more. But it was great to learn that way, I think.
Well, some people like the immersion process. I find myself immersing myself in anything new also. I totally understand that. Yeah. So one of the things about being a lead that is not like being a passive or being an independent is that you're working for other people. There's money is invested in you, and you've got to sleep at night.
Mm-hmm.
I find it much more difficult to be a lead than to be an independent owner myself. As an independent owner, I know I want to make money. I want to be successful, but I don't lose any sleep over any problem. When you get problems with your partners, now you got to write them an email and say, hey, guess what? We had this challenge today. The wind blew our roof off or a fire burnt our building down. It's like, oh my God, you know, I got to write this letter. I got to tell these people what's going on. And then I got to get on top of them and solve it, which you do, and then it's all okay. So let's talk about that first deal. Tell us how you found it and how many units it was and what made you like this particular deal for your first deal.
So it's kind of an interesting story because we heard about the deal and we tagged it through the Lifestyles. We said we wanted to go after it, and we got lucky. We were first to get it. The asking price was like $4.8 million. So we offered, I believe it was $4.75, which was close. And the seller said, yeah, we'll go ahead and take that. And then a few days later, he came back and he says, you know, I'm going to go with someone else. Nothing was signed at that point, so he could. So we were so distraught because we knew it was going to be a good deal. So Gary had a chance to go out to California. And I said, you know, I'm going to go out there with you. I said, I know the seller has an office out there. I'm just going to stop by. So I did. And I sat in the seller's office, and he sent someone out to interview me. And then I left. 2 days later, the seller called us back and said, you know, I'm very impressed that you came out to meet with me. I want to offer you the deal. I don't think my buyer is going to perform. So he went with us. He gave us a second chance. And from then on, it was just a great story. It was just really worked out.
That is an impressive story, to tell the truth. I don't think I've ever flown, you know, that far to talk to one person about one deal. That you know, that's amazing, especially in that being your first deal. So that worked out well. So you got it for how much? The 4.75 or 4.8? What'd you pay for it at the end?
4.7.
Okay, so that worked out well. How'd you guys finance it?
We did a Freddie Mac loan.
Okay.
So we did a Freddie loan. And we put in, our total out of pocket was 1.3 on that.
Okay.
And then I wish this were Gary, because he's so much better at this than me. But it was 102 units. Our total in was 4.89.
Okay. That's all in.
Our loan amount.
And how many partners did you take in on this deal?
Total of 15 partners.
Okay, so 15 partners, you raised $1.3 million as your down payment and startup costs over 15 partners. Now, the easy part, what did you do to change the place? This was your part, the operations part.
Right. We totally gutted the exteriors, the soffits, the wood. We also had to do aluminum rewiring, the pigtailing on every unit. We've completely remodeled. Well, I'm going to say we're about 80% on the units with interior upgrades, two-tone paint, counters, and vinyl plank flooring. We increased our rents, our gross to start was 1.12 on the gross income.
Mm-hmm.
And in year two, we've increased it to about 1.2.
Okay, so you got about $100,000 more gross income.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, you've had it for how long? 3 years now? Or two
years?
We're
going on two and a half.
2.5 years.
Yeah. September 15th is when we got it.
So you have you refinanced yet?
Not yet, but we're looking into that. Because right now, the equity capture on that one is so good. It's, let's see, I think it's about 1.4. And this property has been paying out so well. Let's see. The equity captured to date would be $3 million, 3.2.
Is that above and beyond the 1.2?
So much.
Okay, let me ask a question. You put in 1.3. Is this $3 million?
Yes.
An increase in equity, or is the 1.3 a part of the 3 million?
No, the 1.3 is separate. So it would be almost a little over 4 million for total.
Okay. So you've gone up $3 million on a $1 million investment, $1.3 million investment, and that gives you something over 200% return, something like 250% return. In 2.5 years. So it's almost 100% return each year then. That's pretty good return, huh? And you say it also cash flows. Do you know how much your cash flows? What kind of cash flow return are you paying?
We are paying out, last year in 2017, we paid out 18% cash on cash. In 2016, we paid out 16%.
Wow. That's really good. Just in cash flow percentage-wise, that's very good. Then you add on top that capital gains that you're producing by increasing the value, and that's one heck of an investment. You got to be proud of yourself, huh?
Thank you. You know, with Gary's knowledge and his support and lifestyle support, I mean, that's really it. If you do what you have told us to do, then it works.
So we're going to take a short break, but when we come back, we've got two more properties we've got to squeeze into a six-minute segment, a very short segment. So we'll just breeze over them very quickly. You can tell people about them.
Okay.
And we do want to pick up the point probably that you had a fire in one of them and that you ended up making money off the fire, so people understand even when there's a disaster, you can still come out on top of that disaster and end up good. I know your partners in the first deal are loving you. They've got to be loving you. You went into the second deal, created more partnerships, and went into a third deal and got even more. So people are following you, which means you're successful. If you weren't successful, people wouldn't be following you into the next situation. So you're doing a good job. We're going to take our short break now. If you want to call, it's 866-945-6565. Right back with Trish Morrison and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Del Walmsley on the economy and politics.
What happens if the economy turns around and goes back down now the Democrats are in power, or inflation becomes rampant and all of a sudden it becomes very difficult to do business? I was listening to an economist the other day and he pulled out this chart of GDP. He said, look, here's what I want you to do. He said, tell me anywhere from 1950 to 2021, where the Democrats took power and where the Republicans took power. He said, point it out for me. And the truth of the matter is, you can't tell.
If you're sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what the politicians are going to do, or waiting to see what the economy is going to do, if you're trying to predict the future, stop. Politicians and the economy have no bearing on your success or failure. Only you do. Register for the next live online free workshop. We'll unfold the map to retirement in 5 years or less, regardless of what's going on in the world. It's the same proven strategies we've been using for 30 years through every political party and economic cycle you can think of. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Now, from the files of Del Walmsley, you know, people live in a world where knowledge is power. And unfortunately, a lack of it can cause people to get ripped off in stocks and real estate. Here, Del shares with us some of his insights.
I do want to make this point to everybody out there. All right. This poor lady signed up for one of these stupid stock trading courses. Do you understand that trading stocks on a daily basis like this is really nothing but gambling? You might as well sign up for how to cut cards or how to play cards, because it's just insane. You're going to lose. The odds are against you. It isn't going to work. And you know what? I want to add this to it. And so is every other real estate course out there that has to do with flipping and wholesaling and working your butt off and busting your butt and taking advantage of people and selling stuff too high and buying it too low and ripping people off. Guys, we're not doing any of that. We're buying assets that make us passive streams of income, and we're growing our wealth.
Now Del continues with Trish Morrison out of San Antonio.
Trish has done four apartment deals. One is a passive, three is a lead. We've already talked about her first deal, which was a grand slam home run. Now we're going to talk about number two. Trish, let's see, number two was 250 units. And when did you purchase it, and how much did this one cost?
This was purchased in July 2016, and it was actually part of a portfolio deal. There were three properties, all exactly the same, each 250 units, and three lifestyles leads. each took one of those properties. And we were able to do that and take those down. That was a big deal. This property, we offered $19 million, and we got it. And where we're at right now, we had a fire on the property the following year. That was kind of...
So that was your first adversity, the fire. Tell us how you got through that and what was the end result of going through a fire. Because, you know, life has adversities. So
right.
Talk about that.
Well, the weird thing is, we were actually on property, Gary and I. It was June 16th. It was Father's Day weekend. And we were going to have a tenant appreciation dinner. So we bought some food. And Gary was at the building with a fire extinguisher, knocking on the doors, banging them down, actually getting a little old lady out and saving her. It was incredible. Our maintenance staff was on site. I mean, for a fire, there was no loss of life, thank God. Everyone got out, but the building was total. We used the Lifestyles Adjuster to work with our insurance agent and our insurance adjuster. And we've done very well on that claim. So we are in the process right now of rebuilding that building. That building is going to be so nice. I mean, it's going to be better than it was in the beginning. And we'll, you know, be able to collect more rent on that. So it's a win situation.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing. When I lost an 8-unit building, they gave me $640,000 and it cost me $450,000 to build it back. And I had a hard time telling my partners we didn't want to burn the rest of our buildings down because now we had a brand new building, right?
Yeah.
That we'd raised the rents on and we made all this money on the side. And they go, you know, have you ever thought about turning this into a fire hazard business? I said, no, I don't want to go to jail. So that's
that
okay. We all go through that stuff. All right. So let's talk about the third deal.
Okay, so the third deal we just acquired this July, and it is a Fannie Mae loan. The loan amount, well, on this one, it was $11.2 million, and we've got 33 partners in this. The loan amount was $9.2 million on this one. So we raised also quite a bit of money. Rehab not in the loan was $800,000. And our total in was $11.4 million. So when we got this loan, we had to sign up with the Fannie Mae Green program. So we have to replace every toilet, shower head, put in low flow toilets, aerators, and we've already completed that process. We've also done it with our contractors with very low cost. We were real lucky with that. And we also got brand new roofs on all of the buildings. And that happened during due diligence because we had a hailstorm. So we bargained with the seller and said, hey, this has got to be covered. So now we're looking at, we have brand new roofs and we made out on that as well.
So let me ask you a question. San Antonio, pretty liberal. Done some deals there. Some of our members have gotten benefits from the city of doing that type of restoration that is a green type restoration. Did you get any benefits from the city for doing this work besides what they gave you on a better loan through the Fannie Mae Green program? I know you get a lower interest rate loan or whatever, but did the city give you anything on it?
Right. No, and the city is actually, we're in Corpus on this property.
Oh, this is the Corpus too. Okay.
Yeah, this one's in Corpus. So
yeah, we've done deals in San Antonio and Austin, and they've actually given us the toilets for free if we'd put them in. So
that's wonderful.
Strange stuff.
Yeah.
So Corpus. So that's interesting because you went through the hurricane there, and did you sustain? Absolutely. Is that where you got the hail damage? You got the new roof?
No, that happened during due diligence.
Oh.
So that happened. As we were in the acquisition process, it was before closing, and it was really the seller's responsibility when we got our inspectors out there and said, look, this is totally, it's not old. The roofs were older, but they still had some life to them, but the hail caused damage, and we were able to sign that the seller would sign all rights to the claim over to us for the roof.
Okay. Well, it looks like we're coming to the end of the show here. Are you going to be coming out to the expo this year?
Absolutely. I can't wait.
So people are going to be able to meet you and Gary there. We look forward to that. I want to thank you and Gary for coming on today and sharing your story.
Thank you so much, Del.
For the rest of you out there, remember this. Trish retired. Gary's happy. They're doing better financially. But really, it's about the lifestyle. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you all tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught, so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.